And counsel, would you please give us a briefing?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What current law provides for is that most defendants who are in custody pending a trial cannot be kept longer than 60 days before the trial in custody. There are some exceptions to that. What 2304, the B. Engrossed version, does is to provide some exceptions for that, and there are some good cause situations. If the court finds good cause, and there are some examples listed in the bill, then the 60 days can be extended. Now, there are two amendments before the committee, the B-7s and the B-8s. Most of what the Senate and the House did is left unchanged by the B-7s and the B-8s. Current law provides that in no event shall the defendant be held in custody for more than a total of 180 days. That is what the B. Engrossed bill also says. What the B-7s provide is that if the court finds extraordinary circumstances, which is a higher standard than good cause, then the defendant could be kept for more than 180 days. What the B-8s do is to clarify that when the law talks about extension of the more than 60 days, or of the 60 days, that means extension of custody and postponement of the date of trial. It is simply clarifying. I'm happy to respond to any questions.
As I understand it, the B-8s are more of a technical clarification. I'd ask first if I do see Ingrid Swenson and Dale Penner. Could you come forward briefly and tell us whether you have any problem with the B-8 amendments?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Ingrid Swenson, Oregon Criminal Defense Lawyers Association. I think I understand the point. Although the statute deals with custody alone, it doesn't really deal with the trial date. So it's kind of an unusual feature to add a reference to the date of trial here. The court grants continuances for trials under a set of circumstances that are kind of dealt with separately. So I don't see any particular problem with it, but it's kind of like mixing apples and oranges.
What's your position, Mr. Penn?
Mr. Chair, Dale Penn, Marion County District Attorney. The language there, I believe, just makes it very clear that the court has authority both to continue the custody status as well as change the trial date. When you looked at the statute, it got a little bit confusing, and some people looked at it and says, well, the bill authorizes the judge to continue the trial but not necessarily continue the custody status, and that was the whole reason for the bill. And so I think this is a good clarification, and it falls right in line with the policy of the bill.
And Ms. Swenson, if I understand, you're not objecting, you just don't think it's all that necessary?
That's correct, Mr. Chair. It's a reference to the trial date in a statute that deals with custody.
All right. Counsel, do you have a comment on this?
The only comment, Mr. Chairman, I would make is that this language does say may grant the extension. I think if it said shall, that might make it more unusual, but I think it does simply clarify generally what existing practice and the intent of the bill is.
All right. I'd entertain a motion that the B-8 amendments be adopted.
Chair, I'd move that the -B-8 amendments be adopted.
Colleagues, you've heard that motion. Is there discussion on that motion? Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, that motion is adopted. Now let's get to the B-7 amendments. Is there more controversy there, Ms. Swenson? Well, this is pretty clear. This is an extension opportunity unless the court finds extraordinary circumstances. There's a time limit of 180 days, and there's obviously the House bill had that in, the Senate bill does not. And I'll let Ms. Swenson have a crack at that first.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As we testified in both the House and the Senate, we think the exceptions are in danger of swallowing the rule here in any case. And if 180 days is not the basically absolute limit, then I think there isn't much of the 60-day rule that's left. And some floor certainly belongs there. And all we're talking about is retaining the defendant in custody pending trial before he's ever been proven guilty. And this is now 180 days without a trial. And once he waives it, then...
I'll try to save a little time. I apologize, but we do have to get back to the floor. Do I discern that our Senate colleagues are pretty firm about not wanting the B-7 amendments?
Yes.
Yeah,
All right.
I don't mean to be a pain in the neck, but I got to say.
I would say the B-8 were important for clarification purposes, but if that's the case, I don't want to belabor the point. So with that, I would entertain a motion that the conference committee send the bill both to the floor of the House and to the Senate with a due pass with the B-8 amendments.
So moved.
Representative Cesari makes that motion. Is there a discussion? Seeing no discussion, is there any objection?
I will object.
All right.
You will?
But you...
I'll roll.
The clerk will call the roll.
But you supported the bill, the amendment.
Well, you can do what you gotta do.
It'll pass, but...
No, I didn't.
I know what she's doing. I know what...
Oh, you just, because you're no one set aside to...
I'm supporting the amendment. I'm opposing the bill.
All right, this is the bill now, as amended.
Senator Bryant?
Aye.
Representative Sunseri?
Aye.
Senator Portman?
Yes.
Representative Hanson?
No.
Senator Brown?
No.
Sure you do.
Chairman?
Aye. Motion is carried. I'm going to ask my colleagues to please sign whatever sheets we have to sign before you leave right now, and we'll have those out for you. And thank you very much.
Prompt as usual.
We adjourn.
Thank you. Thanks for the water, Representative Sunseri.
Absolutely. I thought maybe you thought it was a touchdown on one of the...
No, I agree.
Carrier from Senate?
I'll carry.
Senator Bryant, I'll carry in the House side.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
Hurry up, Peter.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.